Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world filled with fleeting desires and endless striving, cultivating an attitude of gratitude can feel like an uphill battle. Yet for Christians, it's not just a pleasant notion, but a cornerstone of faith. We are called not just to acknowledge blessings, but to actively cultivate a heart overflowing with thanksgiving, rooted in the very character of God. You see, gratitude isn't a forced obligation, but a natural response to the overflowing love and generosity God pours into our lives. We are urged to give thanks in all circumstances, not because every moment is easy, but because our ultimate hope and joy rest not in fleeting circumstances, but in the unwavering faithfulness of God. Join us in today's sermon titled Grateful Attitude, as Evangelist Paul Acqua unpacks the transformative power of thankfulness. Let's join in.
A person with a grateful attitude is someone who is thankful. It means someone who makes the conscious habit of expressing appreciation at all times for big and small things alike and in all circumstances or in all situations. We must be thankful at all times. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." That's the New King James Version. And the NIV says it this way: "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So the Bible commands us to be grateful. We need to see the good in every situation and be grateful to God and others at all times. We must be grateful for our relationships. We must be grateful for our health, our business, our material things, food in our cardboards and food on our tables. We have to be grateful for that. We have to be grateful for running water in our homes and our overall sense of well-being. We have to be thankful to God, and that's grateful attitude. Ungratefulness is very dangerous, my friend. People who don't have grateful attitude are unthankful. They complain and murmur about everything, and they just don't seem to see the deadliness of it. They think it's just so normal and part of their habits in life. But that's not so. We need to be thankful. Murmuring and complaining is deadly and dangerous, and it has a profound negative effect on our lives. Most people are totally unaware of it. They don't even realize they are doing it. It's a part of their character, their nature, and their flesh. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 21 that ingratitude towards God leads to futile thinking and darkened hearts. Ungratefulness towards God leads to a distorted perception of who God is and hinders us from receiving His blessings and mercies. To receive God's best, you must have a grateful attitude. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 21 that because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's a strong statement in the Bible, my friend. You see, a heart of faith will not complain and murmur. Faith has a voice. There is a language of faith that is common to all of us. When we are in faith and have a heart of faith and is truly real, when we are not pretending to have faith, then that faith will speak. It has a voice. Faith speaks, and the language and the voice of faith is praise, worship, and thanksgiving. When you have faith in God, you will always be praising Him, worshiping Him, and thanking Him. And that is grateful attitude. It's amazing how much the scriptures say about a thankful heart, maintaining a grateful heart, and how the voice of faith, when it's expressed in thanksgiving, increases your life. But unbelief, an evil heart of unbelief, also has a voice, a language, and its voice and language is murmuring, complaining, ungratefulness, ingratitude, and unthankfulness. When you don't have a grateful attitude, you will murmur all the time and complain. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, in the New King James Version, this is how it goes, chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing. So you see, he didn't say do some things, a few things, but do all things without complaining and disputing. Verse 15, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Hallelujah. One of the things that makes us a light of this world is that we have a heart filled with the word of God. We have a heart filled with a love for Jesus. We have a heart that's trusting in God and a loyalty to Jesus. When that heart gets set on the word of God and faith is truly the condition of your heart, then you are going to give God praise constantly. You are going to worship God and you are going to thank God in the midst of everything you do. Bible says all things, not some things, but do all things without complaining and murmuring. I'm not condemning anyone. I used to do that and God didn't condemn me. Freely I received, freely I pray. The Holy Ghost convicts those with ungrateful attitude. I pray for you, my listeners, that if you have ungrateful attitude, you will turn from it. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But there are many people who complain about the weather constantly. They are constantly complaining about the weather. And I don't think there is anything wrong with talking about the weather, how it's hot or cold, or whether it's a rainy day or it's too hot because of sunshine. But there are those who just murmur and complain and they don't even realize that they are murmuring and complaining against God. When we do that, we are actually operating in the heart of unbelief. You are making a big mistake if you wake up in the morning knowing that it's a day the Lord has made to be glad and rejoice in it, and yet you are going to murmur and complain about how bad the weather is and how everything is messed up. That's not good. That's ungrateful attitude, my friend. There are people who are murmuring and complaining about their spouses, murmuring and complaining about their jobs, murmuring and complaining about politics. For a lot of spirit-filled people, when you bring up politics, all they can do is murmur and complain. But that's not going to change our politics. Our nations are not going to change complaining and grumbling, you know? But faith in God, not in politicians, is what's going to turn our politics around. Change doesn't come from murmuring and complaining and grumbling. It comes from being thankful to God for government. Without government, we have chaos and anarchy. So even in the midst of bad government, I will still be thankful. I will still praise God for government, for God instituting government. Because without it, there is chaos and anarchy. Listen to what the Amplified Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15, that I read the King James Version. This is how the Amplified Bible says it. Do all things without grumbling and fault-finding and complaining against God. It put in bracket, against God. and questioning and doubting, also in bracket, among yourselves. Verse 15, that you may show yourself to be blameless and godless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God, without blemish, faultless, unrebukable, in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, spiritually perverted and perverse, among whom you are seen as bright lights, stars or beacons shining out clearly in the dark world. That's incredible, my friend. He said all things without grumbling. I used to do that. I used to grumble and complain, mama, all the time. But as I said, God delivered me. Praise God. Do all things without grumbling. Do all things without complaining. And look at this. Fault finding and complaining. And in the bracket, that's what he put in there, in the amplified version of the Bible. It says against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves. You see, when we have an ungrateful heart, we murmur and complain. And when we murmur and complain, we are murmuring and complaining against God. We are expressing doubt and unbelief among ourselves. We are fault finding. We are criticizing, and yet so many born again spirit-filled people have yielded to these and don't even know it. They are unaware that you are just tearing everything down in murmuring and complaining and questioning instead of building things up. Yes, it's okay to analyze and evaluate things. It's okay to examine something, to judge ourselves, to judge situations. But you cannot fix or change anything in murmuring or complaining. You cannot. You can only change it by faith, and faith speaks. There is sound to faith. It's praise, it's worship, it's thanksgiving. When you have faith, you will always be praising God, worshiping Him, and thanking Him. Ungrateful people murmur and complain about everything. When we do that, we think we are just doing it for doing sake. For example, against the weather. And actually, we are murmuring and complaining against God. Let me show you a scripture in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So the Bible is saying, find a wife, you find a good thing. And even more, the favor of God is upon you. And yet I see people complaining, grumbling about their spouse. God didn't say whoever finds a wife who can cook very well or good meal. He didn't say whoever finds a wife who does laundry very well. He didn't say whoever finds a wife who speaks well, etc., etc. He said a wife. So if you have a wife, she is a good thing, and God's favor is upon you. When you murmur against her, you complain against her, you are literally complaining against God and His favor. You are literally complaining against God's good thing in your life. And that will not let you receive God's best. We need to have grateful attitude in this crooked and perfect generation that we are in. And even if you have not received Christ as your Lord, you need to thank God that you are still living, because He sent His only begotten Son to come and save your life. Do not reject His gift. You should receive Him now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.